Hello there and welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. I'm your host for the next 5 minutes. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is March the 7th. We're going to talk about a dirty word today. That sounds ominous, doesn't it? A dirty word. Obedience. It is a dirty word in today's world. People don't want to be obedient to the church, to authority, to anything. People don't like that. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. I don't want to be obedient. I'll be obedient to what I want. I'll be obedient to myself. And unfortunately, that kind of an attitude is not very conducive to getting to heaven, because that's what the Lord is saying. You look at the example of Jesus, and we don't always realize this. During Lent, this is a point that is often made by the church. One to remember: we're called to be Jesus. We are called to be transformed into Jesus, and that transformation is a joint effort between us and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace, we cooperate with the grace, and then we can be like Jesus in the world. And what was Jesus? Jesus was obedient. Scripture tells us he was obedient unto death. He came into our world to reveal the Father and also to fulfill the will of the Father, to live out the will of the Father by dying on the cross to redeem us from our sins. He was obedient to the Father's plan, and he sets an example for us, and since we are called to him, and called to be like him, obedience is an important part of our mission, of the way we live our lives. And of course, we're talking obedience to the will of God. That's what we're called to be obedient to. So I thought it was good. I looked at the Mass readings today, the daily Mass readings, and I thought the first reading summarized this nicely. So we'll look at the first reading from today's daily Mass. It's a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. Thus says the Lord, "This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech." We want to be very careful and not be people who don't obey God. And here's the reason why. First of all, it's the right thing to do. We're the creatures. God is the creator. He's God. We're not. We're called to obey him. That's what he is due. That's what, we're called to imitate Jesus. Jesus was obedient to the Father, and we are, as Christians, expected to be obedient to the teachings of the church and everything contained therein. But even more, I don't want to say important, but more practically speaking, by being obedient to God's will, by embracing the crosses that he allows in our lives, that's how we're going to find peace. The reason we're not peaceful, the reason we don't experience peace, is that we're not obedient to God. Because perfect peace can be found in obeying God's will. And I know it doesn't seem to make sense. Well, that's the paradox of Christianity. That's why it can be very paradoxical. But I'm going to assure you that the way we will find perfect peace, both in this life and in the next life in heaven, is by being obedient to the Father's will. And we do that by accepting and living the teachings of the church. It can be challenging sometimes, but I'll tell you what, it is definitely worth it in the end. I thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.